Any other interesting small kinds of houses that you could think of?
Cracker Box.
Okay, what's that?
It's a little house built 30, 40 years ago just to look like an afterthought.
Okay. Now, how about a number of houses built where they're right next to each other? They look like all the same building, in fact.
Is it the same building?
Could be.
An apartment house?
Yeah, that would be apartment. But I want to get about apartment. This is where there's each person has might have two stories of the same
townhouse.
Okay. Now, what kinds of apartment buildings are there? Different kinds of apartment buildings.
There's a large, you know, build up several stories, and then there's a long,
mm-hmm.
one level long buildings.
All right, now, what do you call a large building where the residents share the expense? They actually own their part of the apartment.
I don't know.
Condominium?
Condominium.
Right, do you ever hear of any nickname for that?
No.
You know the term condo?
Yeah.
Is that it?
Condo.
How about where each, in an apartment building, where each person occupies an entire level of the building? A flat?
Yeah, I've heard of that. Flat.
Right. Now, the man, in most apartments, there's a man who does certain kinds of minor plumbing and electrical.
They call the super.
Okay. And then how about a tenant in the building who maybe collects the rent and serves as a go-between?
Landlord.
Or between the landlord and the tenants.
I don't know which.
All right, now the thing you cut grass with and push by hand.
Lawnmower.
How about one that's run by electricity?
Lawnmower.
Like gas. You'd still call it just a lawnmower. How about one you ride?
Riding lawnmower.
How about something you might have that's power driven and that you might use to break up ground in the garden?
Yeah, I know what it is. With the big thing.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is.
Rototiller.
Tiller, I heard it. There's another word.
Cultivator.
I can't think of a word.
Something you have that has like three prongs on it that you might
rake.
Use to scrape the dirt.
I don't know the name.
All right. How about something that's like a little shovel? It's just a little shovel with a handle on it.
I don't know what it is. I don't know the name.
Now, what you mentioned rakes. Yeah, what different kinds of rakes are there?
I don't know. It's just a rake you rake leaves with.
Yeah, well, now, is that bamboo or steel?
Well, the end of it is steel and the
wooden shaft. How is it shaped? Kind of like a fan?
Mm-hmm.
All right, that's one type. Now, how about the kind of rake that just has the steel tines on it and like this that you use in a garden?
I don't know what you're talking about. I know, the regular thing that's shaped like a fan, it has teeth.
I know the one that looks just like this.
I don't know.
You've seen those, haven't you?
Yeah.
Okay, but you sort of call both rakes. All right, how about something you'd use that's power-driven, probably by gasoline, a gasoline-powered handsaw?
Chainsaw.
All right. Now this is just different kinds of cuts of meat. Just name some different cuts of beef.
Ribeye.
Starting with steak.
Steak, roast, ground round, of ribeye, T-bone, sirloin.
Okay. Are there any other cuts of beef?
Of the round, the hamburger. I can't think of anything else.
How about cuts of pork?
Pork chops, ham, loin. I guess that's part of the same thing. Shoulder, sausage, bacon.
How about cuts of lamb?